Over the next few months, Milwaukee residents washing clothes at laundromats will start to see something different. Mini libraries. A new city office focused on early childhood is installing reading nooks in places where children tend to have downtime. The goal is to encourage early literacy by taking advantage of spaces outside of the school and the library. WUWM education reporter Emily Files visited the first laundromat in the initiative and has the story.
It's a Sunday afternoon, which means it's laundry day for Clarice McGowan.
Sunday laundry. I'm getting ready for the upcoming work week, school week with the kiddos.
McGowan is waiting on clothes to dry at Riverworks Coin Laundry on Holton Street in Milwaukee's River West neighborhood.
My washer and dryer are down right now, so that's why I'm here.
McGowan brought along her 8-year-old daughter, Gigi, and Gigi's 11-year-old cousin, Nakiah. They're hanging out in a colorful new children's space. It has a small couch, a magnetic letterboard, and most importantly, a shelf stocked with books. McGowan says she was happy to see this new children's area.
Keep the kids occupied with something that is positive. I think that's a great asset to this laundromat.
I like reading.
While her mom finishes the laundry, I ask third grader Gigi to read a book with me. She takes her time inspecting several books before finally choosing one called Is Your Mama a Llama?
Is your mama a llama? I asked my friend Dave. No, she is not. Is the answer Dave gave?
These laundromat libraries are some of the first concrete actions from the new Milwaukee Office of Early Childhood Initiatives. The office was created last year, and its main charge is to boost outcomes for Milwaukee children, starting at the youngest ages. Dia Wright is the director.
So the purpose for starting with laundromats is we want to expose parents and children to more literacy, more opportunities to engage in print and books and reading. Because in these spaces, they might be idle.
Research shows children from low-income backgrounds enter school knowing fewer words than their more affluent peers. That leaves them less prepared to read, contributing to achievement gaps. The Early Childhood Office partnered with two charitable organizations that have done this work in other cities, including Chicago. Dan Nauman is with the Laundry Cares Foundation.
Part of our program includes taking a book home. So we're hoping to introduce reading into what we've called book deserts. And our research in Chicago shows that out of 300 families in our demographic where we're testing, one household had a book.
Nauman has roots in the laundry industry in Wisconsin. He says he hopes to blanket Milwaukee with laundromat reading centers. How many business owners are willing to carve out that space remains to be seen. But Dia Wright says she hopes to open at least 6 more. And she wants to expand this idea beyond laundromats.
I'm thinking, you know, grocery stores, bus stops. I'd love to talk to someone, you know, at the DMV.
Back at Riverworks Coin Laundry, Gigi finishes reading Is Your Mama a Llama? Radio music plays over the speakers in the background. What did you think of that book?
I thought it was strange.
You thought it was strange?
Yes.
Why?
Because he didn't know if that his mama, that all the animals that he spoke to wasn't llamas.
Mm-hmm. He was a little confused, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Gigi says she prefers chapter books like Junie B. Jones. Maybe she'll find a book she likes better on the next laundry day. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.